Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Ask the Dog Trainer. This is Michael Bedell with Best Paw Forward out of Hatboro, Pennsylvania, and I'm excited to have you guys back. As always, I invite you guys to go ahead and call in and leave me a question. I would love to answer the questions you have about your dogs, whether they be older dogs, puppies, whether that issue be just general obedience, not listening, potty training, or even aggression or reactivity. We're here for you. So the thing I'm going to address today is, how do you get your puppy to stop biting and chewing? Simple answer is, you don't. You direct your puppy to properly chew on items that you want them to chew on. Puppies are going to go through phases of teething where their gums become irritable, and they're going to feel the need to put those gums on things that make them feel better. So obviously have things that it's appropriate for them to chew on, chew toys, but not just fluffy toys, not just hard bones, things that are going to feel good to tear into. Puppies often love to chew on frozen carrots, things of that nature, as well as things like cow hooves. I tend to steer away from rawhide, as I don't like them swallowing the pieces. Anything that you feel like they're going to swallow and is going to hurt them, don't allow them to chew on it, all right? The other thing is in your play, don't play too rough with their face, right? Don't be playing the slap face game, because that's going to encourage them to put their teeth on you. Instead, use a toy consistently. Show them what to put their mouth on, and also put rules around it. In order to engage the toy, maybe they have to sit first. Maybe they have to touch your hand first. Maybe they have to spin in a circle. Who knows? Whatever it is that you make them do before they engage with the toy, it's going to help you develop their ability to listen in the long run. So every time you go to play, make sure that you have that toy, you have that target to direct them to. The other thing you can do is be proactive about their energy needs. If your puppy's constantly having to come to you to say they want to play, then likely what they're going to do is develop behaviors that you don't like, which include chewing on your toy, your clothes, chewing on you. And you can jump ahead of that by being proactive about their energy needs. If they're coming out of the crate for the first time, take them potty and play. If they're seeing you for the first time, give them some direction and play. Dogs have needs, and if you're not addressing those needs, they're going to come out in other ways. All right, so I hope this information helps. I wanted to get this little tip out here to you guys, and let me know what your thoughts are on the information I just shared with you, or if you feel like maybe there's a little bit more that I can expand upon for you, go ahead and call in, and I look forward to being able to help you with your doggy issues. Again, this is Michael Bedell with Ask the Dog Trainer. I will talk to you guys soon. Hello, everybody, and welcome. This is the Ask the Dog Trainer show with Michael Bedell of Best Paw Forward Dog Training, Hatboro, Pennsylvania. I want you guys to call in with your questions so that I can answer them on air. The way to do that is going to be to click on my profile, and right below that, once you click that up and the pop-up comes up, there's going to be a call-in button. Go ahead and hit that button, record your question, I'll put it on air, and I'll answer it so that you guys can have that. Monday through Friday, we'll be here for you answering your questions. I look forward to talking to you guys. Have a great day.